This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Now, before we fully embrace the new year, we have one more look back at our roundup of what the 2010s meant for different parts of this economy. Today, I'm joined by Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino to hear how workplace culture changed in the past decade. Hey, Megan.
Hey there.
So give me an overview. What's been going on in workplace culture in the last decade?
Well, the last decade is interesting. I like to kind of view the trends in workplace culture through the kind of lens of the broader economy. We've had the longest economic expansion in modern history. We've had record low unemployment. But in many cases, you know, for workers, particularly low wage workers, it has been a very slow recovery. And in some cases, things that eroded during the Great Recession have not been regained. Benefits, wages were very slow to rise for many workers. So there's this kind of been this tension between security and insecurity in the workplace.
Speaking of insecurity in the workplace, one of the things that's kind of been around forever but really changed in nature in the last decade is the gig economy.
Right. So, of course, Uber came onto the scene about a decade ago and ushered in this, you know, new word that we now use to describe the kind of informal economy that we've had for a while of workers who work gigs, who don't have a lot of security in their jobs. There's a lot of anxiety over what this is going to mean going forward. And this really came to a head in California. We had, you know, kind of a correction here with this new law, AB 5, that kind of seeks to undo the gig economy. So it'll be interesting to watch in 2020 where that goes, if it expands to other states because of these anxieties.
What about worker activism? Does that look any different than it did in, say, 2010?
Well, I think definitely with this kind of relative job security that many workers have enjoyed, we've seen a string of protests in the tech world of workers kind of, you know, protesting against their own employer about everything from climate change policy, sexual harassment policy, immigration policy. And more broadly, I think, you know, our greater choice in employers in this kind of economy is really starting to redefine how people think about their work in terms of their identity, and really spurring workers to have more interest in aligning their employer, aligning their work with their personal values.
And we can't really talk about worker activism or even the workplace in the last decade without Me Too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've seen this kind of surge of speaking out about things like sexual harassment. We've seen in the wake of that, you know, a real recalibration about how workplaces think about diversity and inclusion efforts. It's debatable how much has actually changed since all of this came about, but certainly there's been a lot of reflection about it. So I think coming up in the next year and over the next decade, you know, I think we will start to see these changes manifest in differences in the workplace for women, hopefully.
Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino. Thanks.
Thanks.